Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday, the 18th of December, 2024. Do you know what? A week today it's Christmas, and there's only 6 trading days left in 2024. That's including 2 half days for New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, of course. It's shooting by, isn't it? Another terrible year in the markets, really. I'm saying that, it's been okay for me, but it's still not right. There's something not right with this market. And I think the only thing that, like I said, that would save or rescue this market, small caps, narrow caps, micro caps, is interest rates coming down. That's going to happen more slowly now from the data we're getting and because of the budget. By the way, Wednesday is weekly webinar night for members of the club. If you're listening, of course, 6 p.m. tonight, live, at least 1 hour weekly webinar. We look at stocks in the Microcap League and talk about other things. And I'm just thinking, actually, if you buy my book, right? I'm boring myself on this. But if you buy the book and you like it and you give it a 5-star rating review, you can get 50% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. That means the Share Pickers Investment Club would cost you just £1.90 a week. Now, even if I charged the minimum wage for that 1 hour webinar, that's £12.21 a week. So that's how much, and that's not including all the data and all the stuff you get, with the website and all that stuff, and technical analysis and fundamental and all that stuff. Also, the chat group, all that stuff. It's not to mention that. So I'm charging £1.90 a week if you buy the book and you give it a positive rating and review, you can get it for that. That's great value, isn't it? Anyway, let's look at the markets. First and foremost, FTSE 100, it's bouncing. For December yesterday. It was down at the end, 0.8%, but a little bit of a bounce today. It sort of bounced higher, but it's up 0.13% to 8,205. Not really bullish here. FTSE, it did touch the 50-day moving average from below. It tickled it from below. Woo-hoo-hoo! And didn't like it. The 50-day moving average didn't like the tickle. and push it back down. So we got FTSE 250. That is now, yesterday, it dropped by 1.3%, bounced on the 200-day moving average. Solid bounce there, and it's up today, 0.5%. Well, it's hardly solid, is it, 0.5%? About 20,637. FTSE small cap, it was down yesterday at 1%, but today, up a little smidge, 0.1%. And the AMOL share, oh, hardly a bounce. In fact, it's been high today, but it did drop by over 1% yesterday, so 1.02%. And today, it's up 0.1%. Bitcoin, strong day yesterday, hit a high of $108,000 a coin. Is it a coin? It's not really a coin, is it? I think that misnomer really makes people think you're getting something tangible. It's not. Where do they go? How do you create them? There's so many questions I have about Bitcoin, but I can't be bothered to get into the weeds of it all. You know, like, for example, the creator, Satoshi Nakazaki, whatever his name is, created 21 million Bitcoins, is that right? 20 million Bitcoins. And they're hardwired, apparently. The supply can't go above that. And that's part of the attraction. So hang on a sec. This guy created it out of thin air. Who knows who he is, what he is or she is? Who knows whether if they exist still or what? But who's to say he just won't lump another 10 million on top? That hard supply, supposedly. It's like anything, isn't it? You can change the supply of it. I mean, no one knows. A lot of it is and just the way it's mined. Just completing these mathematical algorithms and you get one of these imaginative coins that don't really exist. It's just madness. Absolute madness. Having said that, I own a few. Well, I don't own a few Bitcoins. I own a tiny little bit, that's all. But it is mad. It just shows you, if enough people believe that something has value, it does. Regardless of whether you can actually give it a value in some way. Because how do you value Bitcoin? I suppose it's like a network effect, isn't it? The more people think it's worth something, means it is worth something. Now, who knows? Okay, gold, which is, of course, old school Bitcoin. The funny thing is, if you buy gold in an ETF, you don't really touch it at all, do you? But even though you've got some evidence, it's a real thing. It's stuff. It's a precious metal. You can hold it if you want to. You can't with Bitcoin. But I suppose, having said that, I'm getting myself in knots here. But even money these days, you don't really touch. When's the last time I got a 10 pence piece in my pocket? I haven't had money in my pocket for ages. Real money. So even though it's backed by a sort of tangible thing, like notes and coins, that stand for something, you largely transact these days in digital, you know, zeros and ones, which is the same as Bitcoin, really, and the same as buying an ETF, isn't it, in gold, I suppose. So who knows what real value is these days? That's gold. It's just flat. 2,600... I don't know what I'm talking about today. $2,663 an ounce. Where's Brent crude? It's up 1.5% to $73.75 a barrel. It's largely now trading in a bit of a range here. It did have a breakout sort of towards 80 in October. But the range is pretty much 76 to 70, pretty much. Anything else? Copper is up 0.25%. And the price of copper to the ton is $9,164 a ton. Some macro news. I'm going to start off with inflation data, which of course is everywhere. You know this by now. UK inflation rate hit its highest level in 8 months. So it's gone up for the second month in a row, with prices rising at their fastest pace since March. Inflation hit 2.6% in the year to November, according to official figures. Fuel and clothing were among the main drivers behind the rise. Increasing ticket prices for gigs and plays were also a factor. Analysts say the latest figures mean the Bank of England will almost certainly not cut interest rates when it meets this week. It's tomorrow, actually. Be nice if they surprised, you know, and cut. Because we need it. We are heading for stagflation. Now, what's better, inflation or stagflation? Stagflation is basically rising unemployment and rising prices. And do you know what? The government created, you know, Rachel from Accounts and Robert Starmer created that stag part, the unemployment rising. And I'll give you evidence of that next. This is Grant Fitzner. Grant Fitzner, man, chief economist at the Office for National Statistics. He said inflation rose again this month as prices of motor fuel. And, well, I just said that. But he says this is partially offset by airfares, which traditionally dip at this time of year, but saw the largest drop in November since records began at the start of the century. That's amazing. Apparently, it dipped by 19%. Rachel from Accounts said she recognised that families were struggling with the cost of living. Now, remember, listen out for the catchphrases. We all know what they are. See if you can spot them. She said, today's figures are a reminder that for too long the economy has not worked for working people. I'm fighting to put more money in the pockets of working people. Yay! It's bingo, isn't it? Can Robert Starmer and Rachel from Accounts ever speak without using one of those stupid catchphrases? I just said I don't put any money in my pockets. Do you? Would you like Rachel Reeves' hand putting some money into your pocket, going in there and just dropping a few coins inside your little pocket? Ooh, Rachel. I don't know if I would, actually. I'm a happily married man. Inflation, while higher than early this year, is well below its peak in late 2022. But just remember, it's aggregated, it's accumulated. So that inflation doesn't, you know, hasn't dropped off. That 11.1% we had back in, was it October, I think, 2022? We're now getting 2.6% on top of that, pretty much. So, you know, food hasn't gone down or anything. So this is a real-world example of the effect the government's budget has had. Shoe zone. Ticker, shoe. I'm in the zone. They announced that the first 2 months, it's a trading update, first 2 months of its financial year, in the first half of December, it's experienced very challenging trading conditions. Principally, a weakening of consumer confidence and unseasonal weather, both of which have decreased revenue and profit. Of course, they can't blame the weather on the government. I'd like to. They said consumer confidence has weakened further following the government's budget in October 2024. And as a result of this budget, the company will also incur significant additional costs due to the increases in national insurance and the national living wage. These additional costs have resulted in the planned closure of a number of stores that have now become unviable. The combination of the above will have a significant impact on our full-year figures. So understand that. As a direct result of the budget, there will be laying off people. Those people will not be spending in the economy as much, because, of course, some of them will get jobs, others won't. And those people who can't get jobs will be claiming from the state. So all of a sudden, you have a flip of, you know, them actually paying into the state and paying into the economy, and now they're not. They're reducing massively the expenditure, and they're taking from the state, making the state's bill go up. This was their policy for growth and investment. It's having the exact opposite effect. And so this is where the stag part of inflation comes in, because it's pushing up costs, which Shoe Zone will have to put onto a pair of shoes. Some people maybe only afford to pay, you know, buy one shoe. Imagine poor little kids going to school with one new shoe, one old shoe. Yeah, Shoe Zone, innit? We put the prices up due to the budget, see? And my mother's got to buy one now, get the second one, you know, next year. And then once that new one is worn out a bit, you get the other new one on the left foot. And then that one wears out, you get the new one on the right foot. So maybe you should get a subscription basis, you know, one shoe every 6 months. But they will push up prices, which affects inflation. But also the tax bill goes up. So it's absolutely nuts what the Labour government done. I can't think, I mean, how could you be so stupid? Businesses, small and medium-sized businesses like Shoe Zone, are the engine of growth in this company. They've basically just poured poison into the engine. and make it start spluttering. So we largely will see rising prices, and we probably will see higher unemployment. Anyway, so she's on there. They said the company now expects adjusted profit for tax for the financial year ending 27th of September to be not less than 5 million, down from previous expectations of 10 million. In addition, and in light of the above, the company is not proposing to pay a final dividend for the financial year 28th of September. So there we are. So the 26 million market cap with today's drop, they are down, when I last looked, 45%. They're down 38% at the moment to 85 pence. So the market cap is around about 28 million at the moment. And they're forecast to do 161.3 million in revenue, down from 165.7. And in fact, this is for the full year 25. Yeah, so they're literally going from 9.5 adjusted profit for tax to 5. Oof. And also the revenue is going down 159 from 161. So literally sales are, well, there's no growth there, is it? It's contraction. And so it's a sad, sorry state of affairs. And that's what's happening with, you know, the result of the government's budget. Anyway, so that's ShoeZone. Let's move on to some microcap news. And these are companies with an enterprise value below 100 million market cap with revenue. I'm after companies that are good enough to be added to the microcap league, the UK's first microcap league. And these are companies scored on my website in relation to their growth, value, health, momentum, potential, efficiency, and momentum. So, and if they're good enough, they get on the league. If they score high enough. So these are the best 30 companies, pretty much microcap companies in the UK on my league. Obviously, you have to be a member to access this. The Artisanal Spirits Company, ART, is a ticker there. The creator of outstanding limited edition whiskies and experiences around the world and owner of the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society. That's going to be a cracking society, isn't it? Single Cast Nation and J.G. Thompson provides an update on trading and membership and announces a strategic investment in the group's USA operations. I wonder how organised that Scotch Malt Whiskey Society is. Where are we meeting this week? Market cap of 27 million. They expect full year reserves or revenue to be broadly flat, they say, 23.5 million, so no growth there. The group remains on track to deliver consensus EBITDA forecast of 1 million for financial year 24 versus a loss, EBITDA loss of half a million. Net debt peaked at 27 million in June, backed by whiskey assets worth around 100 million. But still net debt. 27 million, market cap 27 million. It's quite precarious when you're almost lost, mate. Well, yeah, if you're EBITDA. EBIDU-DOO. It's not real profit, So it's, when you are making a loss, then to have that kind of debt, a little bit, it's too high. It's too risky. Too risky for the whiskey. They do say they're starting to reduce debt as it transitions into a phase of generating positive operating cash flows. So that's encouraging. So we've got 24 million top line forecast, EBITDA 1 million, but a loss before tax of 2.9 million, which has increased from 2.8. So that net debt there is going to start generating more cash. So no growth, loss before tax increases slightly, and net debt is quite high, so it's a bit worrying. Next, Bango. What's that drink? Umbongo. That's it, in the jungle. Remember that? That's kids of a certain generation. Umbongo, the drink in the jungle. This is Bango, by the way. Not related to Umbongo. Umbongo, is it? I don't know what it was. BJO announces an exciting agreement with Continente, Portugal's largest high street retailer, to enhance customer offers through digital vending machine. This collaboration allows customers with Carteo Continente loyalty card to subscribe to Disney Plus and enjoy an exclusive discount and cashback benefit, boosting loyalty and engagement. So Bango have a market cap of 71 million. They don't say how much this is worth, I don't think, if I read that rightly. But they, looking at the forecast, they are growing. So from 2020, 15 million, this is dollars, 21, 20 million, 2022, 28.5, 23, 46, and 24 expected to be 53.5. And they are expected to turn a profit in this financial year, so it's maybe worth watching. So they're not cheap. These are 71 million. But I suppose if you took it on a price sales multiple, not so that expensive in that sort of tech field. So worth watching. Bango, BJO, I say. By the way, let's look at the share prices here. So Bango is, where are you, Bango in the jungle? They're up, whatever. They're up 2.7%, 95 pence. Meanwhile, Art is up 3.2 pence, or 3.2%, sorry, to 38 pence. It's in a bit of a downtrend, that. It listed the height of the bull market. As so many companies did, of course, because money was free and the market could only keep going up. That's what people think in a bull market, isn't it? And in the bear market, people think it could only keep going down, and it doesn't. And you're proven wrong at both turns. So that's Bango up there. Art is up a little bit. Character Group, CCT, designers, developers, and international distributor of toys, games, and giftware, announced their annual results for the year ended 31st of August. They've got a market cap of 49 million, revenue of 123.4 versus 122.6, so it's up a little bit. Profit before tax of 6.6 versus 5.2, so that's a growth as well. So growth. And net cash of 13.2 versus 9.6. So growth on all three levels there, tick, tick, tick. In fact, Bango, what do they have cash-wise? They've got cash, they've got net debt, about 5 million forecast dollars for the year. But there we are, there's maybe one worth watching. It's, you know, margin is quite low, and of course, in fact, looking at the forecast, they're not forecast to grow top line or EBITDA. EBITDA, they're going to be flat top line, 123 million. And EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA, EBITDA on its own, this is crazy. But adjusted EBITDA, oof, nonsense. Nonsense crazy. So adjusted profit for tax, 6.7 versus 6.6. So that does increase the forecast thing by 100,000. But nevertheless, it's improving, it seems to me, that company, even though the margins are quite slim. So let's look at 10%. 5%, not bad, 4%, I suppose, 4 or 5% net margins, not too bad, but maybe worth a watch. Digital Box, the mobile-first digital media business, which owns leading websites including Entertainment Daily, The Daily Mash, The Tab, and Emmerdale Insider. I laughed last time at that. Emmerdale Insider. I thought, who watches soaps anymore? I can't believe, you know, stuff like Emmerdale, EastEnders are still on TV. Who's watching them? Who? I know, everyone was watching them like 20 years ago, but who still watches them? Is it just old people who can't get out of their seats or can't find the remote control? Is that their audience? I don't know. But I laughed at that. Then listen to this. They're doubling down here. They've agreed to acquire Walford News. Of course, Walford is a made-up place, isn't it? Providing news, gossip and spoilers about the popular UK soap opera EastEnders since 2009. Well, it's not as popular as it was in 2009. But I did look at the website, which is walfordnews.com. And they've bought it for 50 grand and its assets. Walford East Facebook page with 475,000 followers. The assets all operate an audience-led, advertising-focused media model in common with Digital Box. And if you go to walfordnews.com, and the front page there is just articles, blogs, whatever, and the last one written was like in September. It's hardly able to date gossip, is it, about EastEnders? Even they've run out of things to say about it, surely. I didn't get any forecast for Digital Box, but what is Digital Box? It's about, it's down 3% a day to 4.72. It's a nano cap at 5.7 million. I did read the results a few weeks back. I can't remember now. Feedback. The clinical infrastructure specialist announces a trading update for 6 months to the 30th of November. Reported revenue for the period is expected to be broadly flat at approximately $400K, of which approximately 90% is from Bleeper. This is a sort of a clinical WhatsApp service. They're not allowed to use WhatsApp, doctors and nurses, so they're trying to get them off that onto Bleeper. But people are like, WhatsApp, aren't they? You know, sending documents and stuff and pictures on WhatsApp. And they're struggling, to be honest. This company has struggled for a long time. And I'll believe the growth when I see it, even though they've got growth pending on the forecasts. Quite extreme growth, actually. So at the end of the period, the company completed successful upscaling fundraising. It depends who you ask. If you're a holder, before that fundraise happened, you weren't that pleased with it because it was done as a mighty discount. Where was it? So they announced the fundraise. The share price was at 42 pence and the fundraise was about 20-odd pence. So nice, thanks for that, if you're older. So they got cash, though, and their market cap is what, 7 million? And they got cash, yeah, of about 7 million. But they are loss-making. But in the bull market, it would have rallied off that. We're not in a bull market anymore, and you know, cost of capital is high. But they are forecast to do like from 1 million in 2024, top line, to 2 million in 2025. Now, considering they've only done half a million, or less than half a million in the first half, they've got to go some in the second half to get that 2 million. And even then, they've lost before taxes 4.1 million, up from 3.6. And then even in 2026, they reckon revenues go up to 6 million, but the loss before tax, you know, is increased revenue by 4 million, but the costs have obviously gone up higher because the loss before tax is still 3.4 million on 6 million revenue. I don't see the point really in this company. So, no thanks. Next, Windar Photonics, WPHO. In fact, where is feedback today? It's rallying a bit. I think just on the cash levels, to be honest. 4.85%, 17.3 pence. And it's the technology group that's developed LIDAR, assisted monitoring and optimization solution across multiple wind turbine platforms. Today is pleased to announce that further to the announcement made on the 12th of November, the company has signed or landed a significant order out of the pipeline previously disclosed for a total value of $2.5 million for delivery to the US market for the first half of 2025. The company looks forward to updating the market in coming year as it endeavours to continue to convert its existing pipeline into confirmed sales. So the market cap is 48. I mean, there's got good growth pending here, but it's been a bit overvalued now, really. Well, it needs a catch-up. I mean, so they're thinking top line is 4.8 for 23. They're expecting an increase of 6.6 in 24, and then up to 16.2 in 2025. But in 2024, the 6.6 top line is going to be accompanied with adjusted profit before tax of 300K. That apparently jumps to 5.5 million in 2025. Now, sometimes when you see big up, you know, big forecasts of this, you've got to sort of be a little bit cynical and skeptical, I should say, not cynical. Think, oh, really? Because, you know, such big growth there, you can miss quite easily one or two contracts. But who knows? So maybe worth a watch. But they are up today, Windar Photonics, up by, yeah, up by 9% to 55 pence. So worth a look. But I mean, it, you know, if you're convinced of those forecasts, then maybe buy a dip. Anything else? That's it for the day. Thank you for listening. Now, did I mention to you my book? If I didn't, I do apologise. It does slip my mind sometimes. And the publisher does say, don't forget to mention your book quite often. But it's called How to Become a Microcap Millionaire by J.R. Hart. No, by me. A three-step strategy of stock market success. You go to sharepickers.com, click the book. And if you like it and give it a five-star rating and review, in fact, I've had lots of people say they've given ratings and reviews, but it hasn't come through on Amazon. But anyway, if you do that, if you like it and do that, and five-star rating, positive review, you can get 50% off membership to the Share Pickers Investment Club. Now, currently, membership is £199, so you can get it for £99.50. That's £1.91 a week. And even when I do a live webinar, like I said, if I charge just the national average rate is £12.21, you know, membership should be worth over £600 for a year. But it's not. It's £99.50 with 50% off. And that's only available to the first 100 people. In fact, that's gone. I think 2 or 3 people are joining a day. So I'll have to count up. But I think we're getting close-ish to halfway, maybe. So maybe up 50 people left, 50 spaces left at that price, that knockdown price. Yeah! So I can't do many more, sorry, because there's hundreds and hundreds of members. And if I get to a certain level like I had several years ago, it becomes admin crazy. And I end up not being able to do the stock stuff. And I'm more, like Rachel from accounts. Anyway, thanks for that. It's available to, say, around about 50 people now. I think it'll still be available until probably the end of the year, maybe into Jan. But after that, it won't be. I do apologise. I'm not going to take anyone on to do admin. I don't want to manage people. I can't manage myself properly, you know. Managing me and my dog is hard enough. Anyway, thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados. Speak you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.